Being a practitioner is working on me first. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. Being a practitioner is working on me first. The University of Healing has students coming to us from all over the world, and all of these students are looking to be ministers. They're looking to be practitioners. They're looking to be healers. They're looking to be helpers. And all of these people who come to the University of Healing feel they have a gift to give to the world. They have a gift to give to the world to make the world a little better place, a little more wonderful, a little more fantastic because of their gift, of their idea. Now, no matter how we look at life, no matter how we look at the world, we all have the privilege of looking at it through our own eyes. And no matter how we look at it through our own eyes, it is done unto us according to our belief. What is it we believe about ourselves? Do we believe that we are whole and perfect, that we are good, that we are wonderful? Do we believe there is something that must be taken care of inside of us, something that must be healed? If we have such a belief, then we will look at the world as a place where this must be taken care of, where healing must take place, where people are a little less perfect. And they come to us because they want to be a little more perfect. And yet we ourselves are rather limited. What do we want to do when we look at the world? Are we going to look at the world and see the world as we are? We can see it no different, really. Are we going to see the world just the way our own mental attitude is? Are we going to see the world good and beautiful? Are we going to see the world as delightful and charming and uplifting and wonderful in every possible way? Then you can be sure this will be what your ministry is. Your ministry is seeing the world wonderful and pure and good and beautiful all of the time. For if this is who you are, if this is what you are, and truly it is, then this is how you see the world. It is done unto us according to our belief. Now, what is our belief about ourselves? Do we believe that we are good, beautiful, uplifting, fantastic people? If we do, then we are. If we believe that the world is filled with purity and love, then it is. If we believe that all in the world is magnificent right now, then that's what it is. Physician, heal thyself. We've heard this from ancient biblical times. Practitioner, heal thyself. First, we go back to ourself, and we see ourselves whole and perfect. We see ourselves beautiful. We see ourselves wonderful. We see ourselves fantastic. And as we see ourselves this way, we will see all the world this way. Now, what is it you would like to see happening in your world? You're a practitioner, and you're practicing in your world. And you are looking at your world, and you are seeing all the things you'd like to improve. And the more things you see that you'd like to improve, the more things there are that you'd like to improve. Now, if it's done unto us according to our belief, if I am going to think that I am whole and perfect, if I am going to think that I live in a beautiful, uplifting, fantastic world, if I am going to think that it is done unto me according to my belief, and my belief is that all is good and very good, then this is the way it is done. This is the physician who must heal himself first. I must first look at myself and say I am whole and perfect. I am surrounded by beautiful people who are whole and perfect. Every person who comes to me because they want to learn how to shine forth that wholeness and perfection that is already within them to its highest and greatest potential. They want to learn how to be the divine being that they are right now. Now, how can they do that? We go back to principle. 2 times 2 is 4. If I say 2 times 2 is 5, I'm going to get the wrong response to my question here. If I say 2 times 2 is 4, I am doing the principle the way it is designed to be done. I am whole and perfect. That's principle, and that's the way it's designed to be done. I am listening to principle and saying 2 times 2 is 5, and I'm going to always get the wrong answer. Well, everybody knows that. You're not telling us anything new. This is principle. This is, yes. Well, let's all work with principle 100% of the time. Let's all work with the recognition that if we work with truth, if we work with that which always is and always will be, then we will always get the answer that we are expecting. And the answer is wholeness, perfection, right action, truth, love, peace, joy, harmony, abundance, wholeness. What do you want? You as a practitioner talking to yourself, do you say, oh, I've got this or that? Or do you as a practitioner talking to yourself saying, I am principle, and I say I am whole and perfect. I am principle, and I say I live in a beautiful world. I am principle, and I look at everything in my world and see it as good and very good and always. No matter how I am tempted to look at appearances, and appearances do come and go, don't they? No matter how I am tempted to look at appearances, I release them. And I look only at the truth about me, the truth about life, the truth about all. And as I look at this truth about all, that's all I know, that's all I see, that's all I am. If I am that kind of a practitioner, I can be sure that I am having a good practice. That everyone who comes to me as a practitioner comes to me because of the goodness that I am, of the perfection that I am, of the magnificence that I am, of the glory that I am. Everyone comes to me because I practice principle. Everyone comes to me because I live principle. Everyone comes to me because I radiate outwardly of every being, of every ounce of my being, principle. And that's all I know. That's all I know, and that's all I am. And that's all the people in my world are. They are the example of principle, because about them I think only principle. About me, I think only principle. About all of life, I think only principle. And because I think only principle responds. 2 times 2 is 5. That is incorrect. If I'm going to use that principle of incorrectness, I'm going to have the life of incorrectness. If I say 2 times 2 is 4, I am using that correctness, and I'm going to have that as my life of correctness. And I will believe in it, and I will delight in it, and I will enjoy it every moment of my being. Everything I do is an expression of what I believe about myself. Practitioner, heal thyself. Physician, heal thyself. Mother, heal thyself. Mother, did you create the perfect child? Mother, did you create the perfect child in your life, the perfect family, the perfect husband, the perfect wife? Did you create these things in your life? If you did, then you have perfect outpicturing. My child is perfect. I can see it no other way, know it no other way, and it is no other way. And it is perfect. My child is ideal in every way. My child is the ideal principle expressing itself to its highest and best. I am all that is, and all that is good and very good. This is the truth about me. This is the truth about my personal family that I create as a mother or father, a brother or sister, a wife or husband, however I create these things. And I create them good and very good. And I am the creator, I am the physician, I am the practitioner, and everybody in my world is a living example of what I believe about myself. And I believe about myself good and very good. And so it will always be. Because that's the only way principle discloses itself in my universe. Being a practitioner is working on me first. Yes, being a practitioner is working on me first. And as I work on me first, all the rest of my universe takes care of itself. All the rest of my world is fantastic and glorious and good. And all the rest of my life, for me and for all, is beautiful and good now. I accept this as my reality. I accept this as my beingness. And it is so, now and forevermore. Know that I love you with all my heart and soul and being, because you are a reflection of me, and I am a good practitioner.